Thank you for calling customer support. This is Asia. I'm going to help you.
Yes, my name is Helen Floyd. I have got an order from y'all, and I'm going to return it. It'll be within the 14-day block of time.
All right, ma'am. Is it possible to get your zip code?
72143.
You said 74123?
No, 72443.
72443. I'm sorry,
let me call it again. 72143.
72143. Okay, I think we good now. Sorry, I'm waiting for it to load.
Okay.
What's your name, ma'am?
Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D.
Okay. Still looking for your account. Is it Helen Floyd?
Uh-huh. I've got a order number, if that would help.
No, ma'am. Yeah, it goes by zip over.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What seems to be the issue today, Miss Floyd?
I didn't order these. My card was compromised. I've got I don't have a card. So I'm going to return these. I decided I didn't need them.
Okay, so you didn't order it. Would you like me to transfer you to the fraud department?
No, I want you to tell me how to send these things back.
I'm sorry, did you order them or did you not? I'm sorry, I got confused.
I did, or somebody did. I've got the bill for them.
But okay, right.
I'm trying to cancel it now, huh?
Are you sure you don't want to go to the fraud department? Because I know that's a serious situation to have somebody use your car you didn't know.
Well, it's been taken care of. They called me from the company. I mean, it wasn't fraud. It wasn't anything connected with y'all. It's just my card's been compromised. How can I send these back?
Well, if you give me a second, I can see what's going on.
Okay. It's about putting human connection at the heart of everything that happens to us. It's building a culture of respect and appreciation for everyone's work. Leading companies and businesses because this is where the world is. After all, without the human, it's just work.
My people, as far as my physical health, my body is telling me you've got to do something. So I changed their trust. Dental, changed my life. There's an amazing life out there if you do something for your health now.
You're strong. You power through chronic migraine. 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more. Botox.
Ma'am.
So if you have a child,
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm still trying to look into your account.
Okay. All right.
And if samples are available,
effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away. As difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Don't pursue Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, and medications, including botulinum toxin, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Most patients may pay as little as $0 for Botox. So test to see how you can save. Botox is used for getting headaches and migraines for 5 to 10 years. So ask your doctor about Botox today.
We're not saying Daily Harvest will change your life, but we're pretty sure it can make some things easy, like one-handed breakfast. And we can't promise Daily Harvest will mean eating well 100%.
Okay, ma'am, I have looked into your account. I apologize for that. Okay, did you not enjoy the watch, ma'am?
No, I don't need it. I thought I did, but I don't.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I would hate to lose you. The watch does definitely help with tracking sleep patterns.
Yeah, I thought it would, but I thought my kids might get me one for Christmas.
I mean, I can give you an expense. Did you say you wanted to use it for Christmas?
Pardon me?
Did you say you were using it for Christmas?
No, I said I thought maybe they would get me one for Christmas. I'd like to have one. But if you'll just tell me how to send this back.
Well, what I could do for you is I could give you a 50% discount of the end of trial charges. Maybe you could.
No, I don't want it. I'm a senior citizen and money is scarce.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so what I could do is, what you could do is return the watch and so, yes, ma'am. I'm trying to see.
Return the watch?
I apologize. And there was give me one there. Second. I apologize.
Okay.
Based on my interview with the sheriff about the weaponry that was used, the suspect had 2 handguns, 11 magazines. If you think about that, just a serious amount of ammunition that the suspect brought here yesterday morning to conduct that attack. Now, our affiliate spoke with both the girlfriend and former ex-wife of the suspect, who also described his history of abusive behavior as well as speaking negatively about his co-worker.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do apologize. So, yes, ma'am, if you could return the watch within 7 days so you can avoid the end of trial charges.
Okay, I think they told me 14 days. Somebody I talked to.
No, ma'am, it is a 14-day trial, however.
Yeah, I thought so. So do I just package it up and send it to the address that's on the envelope?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you make note of this so I won't get stuck with all this?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm making a note that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to put this in the system that we're going to be expecting to watch back, and I do apologize for inconveniencing the watch.
So a political angle here, which you know more than most, as we talk to people on the ground, the questions they're asking are not just...
Okay.
All right. Now, there was AirPods in with the watch. Just send it all back together?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I can do that. I'll probably send it UPS.
Yes, ma'am.
So you've got me taken care of then?
Yes, ma'am. I'm getting it put into the system now, okay? So give me 1 second.
Okay.
I'll let you know when I'm finished putting it in the system.
Okay.
See their names and hear the names of the 9 people who since took me
lost their lives yesterday. So I'm going to read them to you. The first name is Paul De La Cruz Mejia. He was 42 years old. Adrian Valleja, age 29. Jose De Jesus Hernandez III, 35. Timothy Michael Romo was 49. Jorge Alarcon Sanz was 63. Lars Pepper Lane was 63. And we also know that Alex Ford Frick, 49, he was transported to the Santa Clara Valley Medical Center in critical condition, but passed away last night. And also going back to look at Kathy James, who was 36 years old, from our affiliate, KGO, in the San Francisco Bay Area, find out from family, a lifestyle operator, a husband, and had two children. Co-workers told some of the family members that he saved at least one person. The family said he was a good person he needed to call on any time. And another person that we're learning more about is Michael Joseph Fidemetson, who was 40 years old. He's a lifelong friend.
Okay, ma'am, I got that put in the system for you, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Thank
you
for
too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye.